Hey there, John.
Hey, James. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm one of John's trainers from Local Splash.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
His internet's still, he lets you know his internet's having issues.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so he wants me to go ahead and finish everything up with you. Plus, I can answer all of the LSA questions since I am the trainer for him. I have a couple of questions. So I understand you're very interested in an LSA Google guarantee. Have you already began the application process yourself and submitted it to Google?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So the way that it works is with a Google guarantee, a Google Premier partner, Google asks that we let the process be completed on your end completely, because if we were to interfere, especially for garage door specialists or locksmiths, it can create quite a bit of just what I call gobbledygook. It just really jacks up the process. Okay. So Google asks that we let it complete on your end. And then if you're not able to complete it on your end, like if for whatever reason you get denied or it doesn't completely go through, then we'll go in and take a stab at it. Once you're completely Google guarantee approved, then we can do the transfer and go ahead and get everything rolling for you if you want us to manage it for you along with the regular program.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So I've been in the process with this Google guarantee for some time. In fact, let me just kind of shoot over to an email just because I was looking at them last night just to make sure I've got the right information.
Okay.
Let me just jot down there and kind of.
Sure. Yeah, I am I'm a specialist here at Local Splash, and I'm a Google guarantee, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty fluid in it. So yeah, I'm pretty
good.
I don't want to say that I'm the
good.
King of it, but I pretty much know what I'm doing. So
okay, well, that's good because I understand that there's two different advertising departments with Google. One is LSA and the other is kind of some other type of online advertising with them. Am I correct in that?
There's multiple. So this is the thing. Google themselves, what they do is they sell the Google ads to the large corporations. Okay. So the Google ad pay-per-clicks, that's what Google themselves does. And then they will also go ahead and sell you the LSA. They also do the GMV Google verification. Now, the difference here is the only thing that they actually sell and will provide assistance with, like an accountant to help you with your actual ads and things, is the Google Ads. So for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, with the LSA Google Guarantee and the Google Local Listing, they provide the service, but they don't give you a ton of help on it, so to speak.
Okay.
That's why they have us. They have us to help the small to medium-sized business owner because they deal with the large corporations. So
in a sense, you make kind of considered like a reseller in a sense.
Yeah, in a sense, yes, absolutely. We are a third party to Google, but as a premier partner to them, we have special certifications. We get the Google backbone, so to speak. you know, we have access to those specialty things that are going to help you and your account to be successful, and that's why we hold that partnership. So Google's given us special training, and we continue to get that special training with them.
Okay, well, I can just say from experience, this has been a headache for me. So I'm looking at my a file in my emails, and this one dates back over here to December 31st, 2023, so pretty much New Year's Eve, and it's verifications from the advanced verification team. So thank you for submitting additional information allowing us to process your advanced verification applications. However, some of the information requests are still missing. I've sent that in their documentation saying utility bills, front of vehicle, back of vehicles, images.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what he sent. Okay, so I got that.
Yeah, it's a lot. I know. They basically want your blood drawn, you know.
Pretty much.
Which it might just be easier if you went ahead and did that, right? But they won't actually accept it.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've got a follow-up on January 4th saying thank you for submitting the additional information we requested. We can confirm receipt of all your business information, photos, verification assets after we complete review of our advanced verification design in 3 weeks, okay? And then just kind of to give you a scope of where I'm at in this process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the 6th, it says... I got so many emails from them, so I'm trying to go through them, give you the pertinent ones. February 9th, now that's his advance verification and rectification sent from somebody under Digital Account Strategist in the Google Marketing Solutions Department.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just trying to get some information. But I've got one email here saying that it was approved.
So do you have the Google Guarantee CID? It's going to be a 10-digit number that looks like a phone number.
Yeah, I've got actually a couple of these. I've noticed that in over the period of time, let's see, there's 4 and 6. Yeah, so I've got a few of those CID numbers.
For the Google Guarantee specifically?
That one, I'm sure, let's see here. Let's see if they have it on one of these earlier emails that it's located. Yeah, so for the Google Guarantee, yeah, I've got a CID email. Are you able to look into that or anything from your end if I give it to you?
Yeah, well, the thing is if you have that Google Guarantee CID number, then mm-hmm. we actually can go ahead and take it over and go through, get everything completed. I believe that we can. So, like I said, usually I want to double check with the team because usually we don't take over in mid stride. But since
uh-huh.
you've had so many challenges and you've been communicating back and forth with them, my suggestion to you is going to be this. Let's go ahead and get everything squared away for the regular Platinum program, and then I'm going to meet with my team on your account specifically. And then if
okay.
I can, if I am sure that we can help you, then I will call you back and sign you up for LSA.
Okay. Because, yeah. That
was because I don't want to promise you I can do something and take your money if I can't.
Right. That's one of the important things about this whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm just not like that anyways. Like, I'm super, super careful with it. So, I want to make sure. So what is the CID that you have there for that?
It is, let me just make sure I got the right one because I have been looking at emails.
Yeah, it's a 10-digit number. So it's going to be 3 digits,
oh,
a dash, 3 digits, a dash, 4 digits.
Correct. Let me just go back to some older emails here. Okay. So it is, 329-194-0139.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to look into this and then I will call you back. It looks like John's internet is back up and running, so I can actually send you over to him for the final steps of the regular program.
Sounds great.
What is your extension? Let me make sure he didn't go to lunch or something already. I know his internet was giving him a lot of trouble. Oh, okay. Oh, he said, okay, I'll take care of it. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm not,
Okay, another email. Just so you have an idea of the steps, back in December 14th, LSA Ads sent me a thank you for your interest in local ads, your cooperation background checks. We are completing your relevant checks on case of report to cover the success of completed background check portion of the application.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably familiar with all the notifications, but just to let you know where I'm at in the process of it. Again, to turn it over to you would be a ton of something off my desk that I can focus on other things that are having to be focused on also.
Right, because you have other important things like your current clients and all those little things, you know.
Yeah,
I can definitely check into that. Absolutely. I want to make sure that we can completely help you before I promise you that we can. I'm just, I'm just one of those salespeople who's very above board, and I just like to make sure that we can actually help you before I say, oh, yeah, take your money, and then it's kind of like a gobbledygook, you know, like that's not cool.
Not the same exact way. I'm the same way. You know, my goal is to help somebody and know that I can help them get their goals met versus, you know, showing a bank account and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So I appreciate it.
Because if I take good care of you, you're gonna come back to me every time. You know what I mean?
That's, like, you know, that's just, I'm looking to work with some companies.
Okay. All right. So getting everything squared away here, James. I have your last name is McDonald, McDonald. Is that correct? And your email address, doors-tech@hotmail.com, or has it been updated?
No, that's what I'm using currently right now so I can get my doortex.com email set up the right way.
Okay. And then I have your business address is 5652 North Strawberry Lane, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80108.
Correct.
Okay. And then my understanding from John's notes here, we're going to reformat the website?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And then what are your hours of operation, sir?
They're pretty much open, but basically we set them at 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Everything on my Google business profile page is what I would recommend. We're open 24 hours for 24-hour service.
Yeah. Your hours actually aren't set on your GBP. Oh, wait. Yes, they are. 24 hours. There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Got it. And then you have access to that GBP, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually.
Cool. I just like to make sure because for onboarding, it's super, like, helpful if you already have the access and you can just grant us the access. Sometimes
Correct.
People think they do and they don't, and then they're, you know, whatever. We just...
No, the last marketing company I worked with, I guaranteed them the access, but they weren't just performing after a six-month trial with them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. He lets you know our terms and conditions stay to max of 30 to 45 days for full placement, right?
I understand that.
Yeah. So, I mean, 6 months is more than enough is what I'm getting at.
That's yeah. I've been in marketing for a long time. I know things don't happen, you know, in 24 hours, but
right.
When I'm working with a client and I've owned marketing companies, advertising companies, you know, I let them know that a campaign should last, you know, some time before you want to start seeing some results. So.
Agreed. 100%. I'm glad that you understand that. You know, as you can imagine, I talk with a ton of people and not everybody gets that.
Right.
You know, it's super important that people understand that it does take a little bit of time. It should not take forever by any means. You know, and 6 months is more than fair, I feel, you know, so.
Yeah.
Here we go for that. Yes, you have license and insurance, correct?
Yes.
And while I'm here, let me go ahead and just verify. You can pass a background check. No felonies in the last 7 years, right?
No.
How many face-to-face employees do you have outside of yourself?
I'm the only employee, and then I have 1099 employees. So I have three 1099 employees.
Okay. And you didn't put any of them down on your Google guarantee, did you?
No.
Perfect. Don't do that. Don't put them on.
No,
only because, yeah, don't do it. Only because they're field workers. They're not full-time employees. So they will want to do background check on each of those in that event. So just leave it as you're the only one going out and doing face-to-face bid. Now, do you have a Facebook business page for the company or do you need one?
I have a Facebook and an Instagram.
Beautiful. And the Facebook page, is it going to be under DoorTex?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and find it here. Let me get this squared away too. Hold on, let me get this created. Okay. Now they're going to send you an invitation to give us access to that Facebook page during client onboarding. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to schedule your onboarding here in just a second. Please create invoice for, and at, okay, hold on, I'm getting different plugs here. I don't, oh, just needed to put that CID somewhere. Sorry. I sent it to my manager, and he's like, I don't see that account in the manager. And I'm like, yeah, it's not an account. Sorry. Oh, man. Okay, so I see a door tag. Oh, I found it right away, and this is your logo, right?
Blue and black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you want us to write the content directly to this domain that I see here?
Are you talking about the Facebook page?
Yeah, I see a domain here, doortex.com. Is that where we're going to write the – oh, it's not a good domain? Or it is? Oh, it is.
No, doortex.com. If you go to doortex.com, it'll work for you.
Yeah, I've got it. So do you want us to write the content when we reformat the website? You want it to that domain?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Photos. We're going to write it to this domain. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash, check, credit card, Zelle, crypto.
Okay. Okay. We can check, credit card, Zelle, debit. Okay. So the reason that I asked is because we can actually incorporate your forms of payment directly onto the website itself. You can take payment straight off the site, and they can incorporate that for you. All-inclusive is a call tracking system. Did John get an opportunity to go over that with you?
We were on the verge of talking about it. I kind of started going through your website, Splash, mm-hmm. pretty much in-depth, reading page for page, link to link.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did notice that what it involves and what it entails on it, mm-hmm. I see that it's included in the Splash expense, monthly expense to that. Is that correct?
It's already included in the services, yes. If you want a special greeting on there, then I think it's like an additional, I don't know, 19 or 20 or I don't know how much dollars it is extra if you want like a fancy greeting, say you want some lady with an Australian accent or something. But
right. Let me ask
yes,
you a question about
regularly
that.
In the services, it is all inclusive.
Okay. If I were to ask for a special greeting, mm-hmm. The reason I would ask for that is I would see that it could benefit me in reducing all the spam calls that I get.
That's exactly why we include it. One of the main reasons it's included, in addition to be able to track your regular calls, James, it's really, really healthy to be able to eliminate the spam and robocalls. And that's even just with the regular standard greeting. Thank you for calling DoorTex to speak with, if you're a current client, press 1. If you're a returning client, press 2. Or if you're a new client, press 2. Or to speak with James, press 3. That is a standard with the service. It does go ahead and include that. Now, what happens is for the extended greeting or any extended services, they go over that during client onboarding.
Okay. So if that's included in the standard service of it and it's eliminating the robocalls, that's the main goal for it.
You got it. Yep.
Okay.
You got it. Now, scheduling your client onboarding call, this is going to be a 20 to 30 minute phone interview just to kind of square everything away. And getting everything lined up for you. We're going to get access, send you invitations to grant us access to the things that we need in order to go ahead and get it all moving forward for you. I have available appointment time today. I can do between 12 and 1 Mountain Standard Time, or I can do between 3 and 4 Mountain Standard Time.
Let's do 3 and 4.
Okay. Let me double check that.
Today, and this is.
Okay, I'm going ahead and verifying that now. Okay, for the billing information for the card you're putting on file, James, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Before we start jumping that gun, and we'll move forward with that, but I do want to get a couple questions answered first.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mind you moving the ball and stuff like that. But I did put together some questions that I just want to make sure that we're both on the same page for this before we start finalizing and let the ink dry, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over some notes here real quick, so give me a second here. Okay. On Don's proposal that he emailed over to me, you've got Facebook ads at $100 a month. Tell me a little bit about what that's encompassing. Is that the ad spend or is that the fee for placing the management of placement, or is that my ad spend?
Okay, so the Facebook ads is all inclusive, and what that does is it actually includes for automatic retargeting and actual Facebook ads. So the 25% management fee is already worked into that. You're getting $75 in Facebook ad spend. The advantages here are Facebook ads clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. Okay? So we cut out the middleman on that, and even if we're going at 50 cents per click, if we're going with 50 cents per click, you're still getting at least like 175, 180 clicks minimum, even on the highest end of that. So that's not counting impressions. That's not counting, other opportunities. That's just the actual clicks. So with the Facebook ads, what happens here is we attach it directly to the Google Business profile, and we do automatic retargeting to the specific zip codes within the radius. So he put here that you're servicing about a 25-mile radius. We're able to specifically retarget those particular areas. So say, for example, that somebody goes to Google and they look up garage door specialist, garage door replacement. They're looking up one of your specialty keywords. They may or they may not, click on your actual Google listing or on your website. But the next time they go to Facebook, if it's a specific zip code that you're targeting, you're going to automatically come up through their Facebook feed. They're going to have direct contact with you from that. They can be instructed to go ahead and click on the website, click to call, click to text. They're going to be taken to your Facebook page directly to your information. So that ad is built to attract them directly from those specific zip codes.
Okay, and so just recapping, that those are click-throughs, not impressions.
The impressions don't cost. So impressions impressions are already included, which is, how many times your company came up as a top option when somebody either went to Facebook and looked up those keywords or for a retargeting situation. And usually for the $100, it's about 25,000 impressions is the average we see on standard accounts like this.
Okay, gotcha. And then, so of that spend, 25% is management. The rest is going to actual advertising costs.
Correct. And it's all trackable through the local splash dashboard. So you're getting the dashboard where you're able to literally track keywords per impression, clicks, location of searches that have been performed. You are going to have an individual tab for each platform. So for the Google Business, for the mobile, for the laptops, for the Facebook. Once we get LSA going, there's going to be a Google Guarantee tab. You will have a tab for all recorded phone calls. So every single bit of the package is completely trackable.
Okay, great. And on the LSA side, is that the same management fee? Is 25% also on that?
It will be included into your cost per click, yes. So for you, let me get you a hard number. So the way it works is that upfront $250 fee is either an application fee or it's a transfer fee. Either way, that's the upfront cost of doing LSA with Local Splash. Your cost per click is so low, my friend. Wow.
Is this for Google Guarantee?
Yeah, Google Guarantee. So the way it works is like this. The standard Google Guarantee, okay, you sign up for Google Guarantee, we send you the application, we go through application process, we get background check done, everything, wham, bam. The max time that it takes us, what it states in terms and conditions, is 4 to 8 weeks. Doesn't always or even usually take that long, but again, you know that yours is already a special case, so that's the situation we're looking at there. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, Google notifies us and says, okay, this ad is ready to go live. It's completely Google Guarantee approved. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads. It works like an escrow account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your cost per lead with the management fee worked in is only $24 a lead.
Okay.
And the minimum monthly budget on that is $313. That gives you 13 leads. Now, you are in complete control of that. You can increase that lead flow. You can pause that lead flow. Like, say you take on 2 leads and now you're, booked for 2 weeks. Or maybe you take a month-long vacation. Whatever reason you choose to pause those leads, James, is where the financial where it stops financially. So if you pause it with, you know, $287 left in the budget and you pause it for 18 months, that's where it sits. It doesn't go anywhere. There's no automatic monthly charge on Google Guarantee. There's no maintenance charge. There's no, oops, we forgot to tell you. It's very, very, very straightforward. And the advantages here are because we assign you the Google call tracking number, all of those Google Guarantee calls are recorded. There's specific criteria that has to be met in order for it to be considered an actual qualified call. And that is, A, the call has to have met particular requirements. The spam, the robo, the, you know, wrong numbers. If somebody calls seeking employment with the company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, or they request a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed in your service profile, all of those are considered unqualified leads. Now, Google assigns this call tracking number and has AI listening to each one of those phone calls for these exact purposes. You're automatically not charged if the call falls into any one of those categories. Okay? Now, if the caller is calling and requesting face-to-face appointment for you to go out and give estimate face-to-face and you set that appointment, that is considered a qualified lead. If the caller is requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. Those are the two instances where the leads are considered qualified. Now, in the event that a call slipped through the cracks, one of those unqualified situations happened, you would simply let us know, hey, this phone number is unqualified. It doesn't meet the Google Guarantee qualifications for a qualified call. And we go ahead and dispute that on your behalf with Google and get that money back on that lead.
Okay, that was the question that I was waiting to ask.
Yeah, I figured as much. That's why I went full bore with it. Google Gear is great, but the budget for that is the $313 for 13 leads. It is separate. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, James, you have the Google will let us know, like, some areas, depending on hours of operation, where you're targeting. Some of these areas, it's recommended for max lead bidding. Like, so the lead itself is the $24, right? Well, it's $18 with the 25% management fee, right? But in some higher peak areas that you're targeting, or higher peak hours or higher volume, it may behoove you to pay a higher cost per lead to capture better leads and come up higher on the list. But we go over that with you at that time, depending on what the needs of the business are and if you qualify for that. So Google basically allows us to get you the approval, lets us know what the best plan is, and we talk it over with our Google Guarantee team, and then we let you know, hey, this is your cost per lead, and you can absolutely stay there, and you can receive the leads, and everything can be perfectly fine. If you have a higher need, or you want to name your price, or say you're willing to pay double for a lead, or you want to come up, you know, over here at this particular section on Google Guarantee, then we have the ability to help you do that. Obviously, it may cost a little bit more money, but it's a conversation at that time.
Okay, a couple questions for you real quick, Amy.
Sure.
First of all, if I choose to increase my budget, say, you know, $313 a month is a very small budget for advertising Google Guaranteed leads, okay?
Yep.
So let's say I increase my budget, say, to, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month. Will my cost per lead go down, or my cost per click go down, or is that a set price based on that?
The $24 is the set price. That's the set price. It won't go down below that. No.
Okay, so it'll always be that no matter what I set as my budget. Okay.
Right, unless you choose to increase the cost that you're willing to pay per lead after everything's approved. That's the only, and the only time it goes up is if you want it to go up.
Is that kind of like your bidding process, auction process?
Yes, max lead bidding. Yes, it's all of those things, and we walk you through that once you're completely approved. We don't like to overwhelm you guys in the very beginning with the possibilities of what it might be until we have you completely approved, and then we can give you hard facts and numbers.
Okay, so let's just talk about that a little bit more in detail and stuff. Just so I'm ready to move up to the next step and everything.
Yeah,
like
sure.
So
yeah.
Let's say my competitor here in my local backyard is CR Garage Doors, okay?
Okay.
He's always pretty much the main Google Guaranteed advertiser. There are several others, but he seems to be the main. So I'm under the assumption that he is willing to pay more for his leads since he's being chased at the top of the page all the time.
Yep.
Is there a way to find out how much he's willing to pay, or is that, are we able to see, you know, behind his seats?
Are we able to kind of dig in there? We can't, we probably can't get in to get exact costs, but our team is really good, James, and I'm going to tell you that they can probably get you pretty close, if not over him. Like, I'm telling you, like, I can't say for a fact that yes, we can pull his exact number, but based on the way that our team works and how we go into it, yes, we have guys like you who are like, listen, I'm already successful. I just want to beat so-and-so. Right?
Right.
And that's fine. We're down for that. Like, we want to help you do it. You know what I mean? And we figure out the way to help you do that. And we're able to tell you basically, okay, so it looks to us like he's bidding, you know, let's just say $87 a lead. So in order, if you wanted to beat him out, you would need to bid XYZ. Now, I don't even know if $87 is the number. I don't have a way of knowing at this moment. Again, we don't have access to any of your stuff. So that's just a number I pulled out of my hat. It's not even an actual number. But
understood.
We have the ability to do that for you.
Okay, but also being thinking about the whole process, I would imagine that a competitor's bid number changes and through a constant dynamics. That, you know, Monday through Tuesday he may be busy and say, okay, I'm only going to go maybe $40 a lead. And then Wednesday, he's like, I'm super busy. I'm only going to go $24 a lead.
Yes.
So my title.
You're right. So it is fluctuating, and it is a constant. It is a constant thing that can be fluctuating and can have, you know, it's fluid, so to speak. And that, again, our team is on top of that and in constant communication with you about what that looks like for your company in order to stay one step ahead of that.
Okay. All right. That's enough on that. I got you. I appreciate all that information.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Geo targeting, you know, I had talked to John about, you know, 25-mile radius and stuff like that. With the bid process or the Google Guaranteed, we can target specific locations.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes,
outside
sir.
Outside of my bidding radius?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And
if
you get a call from outside of from an area that you don't target and you decline that job, you're not charged for that lead because it's not listed on your service profile. It's very specific.
Okay. Is that by zip code or what is that by?
They go over that during onboarding. I believe it's by city.
Okay. By city. Okay. Good enough. Because there are certain targeted areas that we love to target because of the age of the home, the demographic. The area and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. So that answered, I know this, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I do want to make sure.
Don't worry about taking up a lot of time. Just go ahead and let me know exactly what it is that you need, and I'm going to answer all your questions. So don't worry.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. Going through John's email, your layer one first page search result on Google and Bing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know things take time, but my question is, knowing where I'm at, I'm kind of lower-hanging fruit, roughly, with no promises and there's no guarantees, I understand it, but what are we looking at approximate time that you guys are guesstimating to be on the number one page? Right now, when I pull up my searches for garage door repair Castle Rock, I see that I'm in the three-pack right now, which I've been moving from the four, five, six locations. I used to be number one and two always, but now I'm in the three pack, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But to be, that's on the maps, but the organic section below the maps, what is your guesstimation, you know, that you should say, hey, Jeremiah, I would allow this much time?
So we deal primarily within that local map listing. The organics down below is more or less just like it's like a cherry on top. It's not something that we promise or that we can estimate. It usually takes between 6 and 8 months of programming for that organic listing down there, and that's just, you know, that's just standard for that organic area that's looking like paragraphs.
Okay, I got you. And I believe, you know, I mean, this is just my opinion. That
Yeah.
Down below is, like you said, cherry on top. It's the maps and the Google Guaranteed are probably the most valuable real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And the Google Guaranteed is the most valuable real estate because even though I'm number one in the map section, I'm still not getting phone calls because of the sponsored ads that Google is now overlaying on top of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, moving on here. Just let me just go to some notes that I had jotted down. For my account, roughly about how many man hours are you guys working on my account per month, roughly? Just so I know
it's a minimum of about 100 hours per account.
100 hours?
Yeah, we have to get everything completely up and running. We have to go out and do NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. We have to do a full optimization. That's in the first 30 to 45 days. It's like 100 hours. As far as maintenance and things like that go, it really truly depends on the account. If you're an account that is paying, you know, $600, $700, $800, $900, a couple grand in Google Guarantee ads, obviously your account's getting a crap load of attention because you require that. If you're a standard account, as far as just like, you know, the Google local listing and the Facebook ads, it really just depends on how many changes are being made on a regular. For the maintenance, every account is getting attention every single week. I cannot determine how many hours it is per account. It always depends on what the needs of that specific account are.
Okay. Okay. And so on the production side, for talking about Splash, local Splash, roughly about how many people are working in your production department? You got admin, sales, marketing, production. On your production side, people maintaining, working on accounts. Roughly, what's your staff size?
Well, it really truly depends on which type of you're talking about, because we have different departments for each portion, and we call that the operations side, and there's about 50 employees over there.
Okay. Are things outsourced outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Let's see. So obviously, as far as inviting over to work as in the user accounts for the GBP and you'll be requesting an invitation for that. How about on my GoDaddy account hosting? Will you need access to that also?
To build the website, yes, sir.
Okay, good enough. Okay, just questions.
Sure, of course.
What's his name? John was saying that you guys have a month-to-month, no contract term.
Correct.
In terms of contracts. What's mm-hmm. your cancellation policy?
3 days notice.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Yeah, 3 days notice. And it is all done month-to-month. There's no contract. Obviously, we do have some... we do have some options available to you to lower cost if you choose to take advantage of that. That would be like a 3, 6, or 12-month commitment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. One of the main, I don't know how much John informed you about the status of where I'm at, but Google is denying my DoorTex.com website for whatever reason. I've done some analysis on it. It might be some kind of a JavaScript issue. It might be some SSL encryption. I thought it was keyword stuffing or something like that. But obviously the website needs to either be edited, changed, revamped, everything. But I do want to, the main goal is to make sure that DoorTex.com is the branded website
mm-hmm.
on the campaign moving forward, even if we have to put a temporary website up front. But basically I just kind of want to know what steps, or not even steps, you know, where would you start working on that website problem that I'm encountering with Google?
Well, we're going to, let me be clear about the website thing, is either we promote your current website, which you're telling me is basically, that's not capable because of a number of back-end issues, or we completely revamp the website and we straighten out all of those back-end issues. We can't go in and make any changes to your current page or current content. That's not part of our policy. So we will completely revamp it. We will figure it out. If it needs a new SSL certificate, we'll give it. If it needs complete rewriting, whatever the case is, like, our team is going to figure that out. And we get that going from day one. So that's part of the client onboarding process. They go ahead and get through that, figure out what is needed in that.
Okay. And that will be with DoorTex.com, not something with my site website, correct?
I'm sorry, what's that?
That will be working with getting the
our technical team? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. As far as on invoicing, do you guys provide the monthly invoicing, or is that on the dashboard that's provided to me access?
Both. Yes, it is. You get dashboard access pretty quickly, and within like 3 to 5 days, the content, you can start tracking content. You will always be able to track your invoices. They're all completely downloadable and printable, and all of those things.
Okay. So talking about the LSA and Google Guaranteed, I've been in the process on it. Will you need me to forward any of those emails so you can see where I'm at in the status, or by providing you that SID, you will have full access to see where I'm at, and you'll know where to go from there?
I have no idea yet. I'm going to take the CID. I'm going to approach my team, and I'm going to see what they say about it. I'm going to give them the information that you've given me. I'm going to actually have a quick meeting with them so I can get everything and then give you a general consensus.
Okay. And then I assume that the dashboard will give me all the tools necessary to verify that the work's being done. Obviously, revenue growth is going to be a number one indication, but the dashboard will give me the tools that I would want to be able to view and kind of be able to chart in progress month over month.
Correct.
As far as what's been done. Okay.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Okay. It says on your website, I was kind of going over, it says by using Google Workspace, how you'll be able to streamline my business operations. Can you kind of give me a little clarity on that?
Google Workspace is something that they can include. They do it. They go over it during client onboarding. It's more of a technical thing, but basically they align the Google business profile, the domain, and the email domain, and they make everything cohesive. And they are able to somehow work that all together, and it does produce a stronger, better result. I'm not sure of the exact particulars on that because it's not part of what I actually sell. It's more done on the operational side.
Okay, okay. So I noticed that some of my competitors online in their profile are basically looking through the maps. You can see that they've got website, directions, scheduling. Google's algorithms, do they pay particular importance to having a website that I can do, or a consumer can do online scheduling?
We can include a booking app. We can include scheduling with it if you want. That's not a big deal. It's really a matter of preference.
Okay. Is it important to Google as far as algorithms?
It's really, like I said, it's a matter of preference. It's not necessarily goes with the Google algorithms. If at some point we find out that it is like more necessary or more beneficial, we always let our clients know that. And say, hey, listen, we highly recommend this. It's, of course, your choice at the end of the day, but here's the reasons why. So if it is a high recommendation from Google, we let you know right away simply because we want to retain your business. So if we're not giving you that information, you're not going to, you know, you're not seeing the best result, you're not going to stick around. So, yeah.
Gotcha. True. Okay. As far as on the monthly service providing you, is that include a reputation?
Review, generation, and reputation management is included with the package, the platinum package that he's already given you. We have review generation tools. We will allow a clickable link directly on the website for Google review generation. We give you a tiny URL or QR code, depending on how you want it to give out to your client. And you can even put that like on business cards, or you can put it however, you know, some people put it on the side of the van, however they want to do that to gain and gather those 5-star reviews.
Okay. And then in the future, you know, things grow. I can see growing our monthly budget expense, you know, or ad expense. What other expenses from Splash itself would come my way? Oh, none whatsoever.
None. Okay. No, if you choose to upgrade with the special voice recording for the call tracking, sure. There's an additional cost. They go over that with you. If you choose to do Google Workspace, there is, I think it's a $99 upfront cost, and then I think it's $19 per month per individual user. They go over that with you. Everything is agreed upon, but there's no like hidden costs or oops, we forgot to tell you, or thing, you know, the economy is fluctuating with, you know, terribleness, and we're going to go charge you this much more money. You know what I mean?
Okay. I get you there. All right. As far as on the website, you guys optimize your images, I imagine, with resolution and then tagging the titles and kind of tweaking the keywords in the property section? Do you guys optimize to that direction?
I have no idea about that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then robot citation building. Okay. Understand. So citation building, that's all inclusive also?
Content creation is all inclusive, yes.
Okay. Okay. And okay. So just, I know we kind of recap or talked about it at one direction. I'm in South Denver, but if I want to expand my presence in North Denver on the other end of Denver Metro, we'll be able to target and definitely hit certain zip code areas out of that or certain vicinities in that area if we want to.
With the Google Guarantee, yes. With the Facebook ads, yes. As you know, the Google Local Map listing covers approximately 10 to 15 mile natural radius. We can put that you're willing to service out that far, but it's not going to naturally target within the local map and give you any type of quality ranking.
Okay. All right. And then reading on your website is that you've got the call tracking, keyword tracking. So in a recorded conversation, is there something in IE or AI that is tracking the conversations for keywords and picking them up that we can actually listen in to a conversation and see how many times a keyword popped up?
No, that's not something that's included.
Okay, okay. I was just, can you kind of give me a little clarity as far as what that was referring to? It says, I've got a note here, it says call tracking, keyword tracking. So there was a mention on your website.
So the call tracking, it goes through the actual call tracking phone number, and that is going to be with those recorded phone calls for tracking purposes for you, for training purposes for you, for your team, however you choose to monitor those calls. As far as keyword tracking goes, that is going to be through the client dashboard where you're able to track how many keywords per impression, per city, which ones are hitting the hardest, which ones are giving you the best return on investment, all of those things.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and then my last question for you is, are you ready for my credit card number?
I, in fact, am. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be Visa.
All right, my friend. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, 4788, mm-hmm. 2196, mm-hmm. 6425, mm-hmm. 8205.
Expiration month and year?
0828.
Three-digit code on the back?
877.
Okay, I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Alice. First pet, Alice.
Alice, A-L-I-C-E?
E-L-L-I-S, like Perry Ellis.
Ellis, got it.
Yep.
Okay, hold on one second.
E-L-L. Is it case sensitive?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and charge the – wait a minute here. Update. Here we go. Damn. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to charge – he locked your price point in at $299 with a $49 setup fee, so that's $348 to charge today. And I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google?
DoorTex.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James McDonald, owner.
James, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, within my possibility.
We appreciate that. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And your initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is April 5th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the fifth day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $299. Again, a true flat rate, no hidden taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, you're going to actually receive a text that's going to have your login credentials here very shortly. Your client onboarding call is scheduled for this afternoon between 3 and 4 p.m. I am going to try to get with my team so that by the time that I talk with you, what'll happen is I'll call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. John is always going to be a part of the account, but now I'm kind of a part of the account too. So what happens is we do like a warm handoff. So we'll call from our 877 phone number, and then I will introduce you to your onboarding agent. At that time, I hopefully will have an answer on the Google guarantee for you as well. So if we have an answer and it looks like we can take it over, what the expectation would be for when you're ready for you to pay the $250 transfer/application fee, and then we can go ahead and we will have a separate client onboarding for that. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
All right. So as of right now, everything is good to go for you, and I look forward to speaking with you in just a couple of hours here.
Okay, sounds great, Amy. Appreciate your help there.
All right, James. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye.